Indian accent. About 50% of Indians use Hindi as their primary language. Hindi / Devanagari is fairly phonetic except when it starts to import foreign words. And that's why many Indians, with Hindi as their primary language, end up with incorrect pronunciations of foreign, mainly English, words. Let's look at a few specific categories of mistakes. Approximating English sounds to closest Hindi sounds. During the medieval period, when Persian / Farsi words were being imported into India, the intellectuals added nukta to map new sounds, the common ones being and the less common ones. Without these sounds, especially, and, the pronunciations would have been noticeably incorrect. English does not use bilabial, it uses the labiodental. The bilabial is made by bringing the lips together while the labiodental is pronounced by touching the upper lips with lower teeth. So saying, or is incorrect. The correct words are almost always with, that is, and. Surprisingly, that was first introduced for Persian / Farsi words. Has mostly disappeared from the lexicon, or at least from most Hindi newspapers. Another labiodental sound missing from Hindi is V, CV versus W. Many languages, like Hindi and Spanish, do not have the labiodental V sound. So, a Hindi speaker doesn't distinguish between the pronunciation of vet and wet. A more subtle mistake happens with retroflex / sounds that involve curling tongue and touching the ceiling of the mouth. Sounds like, and are retroflexes. Out of these, and are deceivingly closer to the English sounds of T and D. The English equivalents, however, do not involve retroflex at all. The T, as well as D sound, is made similar to how one would make L / sound. English has two sounds for L. The light L is the same as Hindi, but there is a dark sound for it as well. What's worse is that these sounds have the same IPA symbol. For example, love has light L while the word real has a dark L sound. So, how should we map it? Again, nukta for rescue. A new symbol with nukta can map to this sound. The English letter R is pronounced in the middle of the mouth by flexing the tongue backward. Hindi is pronounced in the front of the mouth, so, the sounds are subtly different. Better to map English R to letter that's currently not used by Hindi. The English B sounds very similar to the Hindi. And they are indeed pronounced the same way, but the English one is plosive while the Hindi, like Spanish B, is much softer in nature. If you put your hand in front of your mouth and say B, you can feel the explosive gush of the air, not so much with the Hindi. Transliterating English spelling and not pronunciation. This is an easily fixable mistake, but still, a lot of textbooks and newspapers do this. Accessories gets transliterated as about 2 million search results, and not about 1 million search results. The same goes for other imported words like easy, as in the name of Indian chain store Easy Day, which newspapers translating the spelling right as instead of. Another common example of this is the fruit name banana that's incorrectly transliterated as 16 million search results, instead of 3,000 search results. The two na next to each other don't have identical pronunciation, that's how English is. The American state of New Jersey, which is commonly transliterated as 250,000 search results, while the correct pronunciation is 5 search results. There are scenarios where a minor variant might reflect the sound more accurately. For example, pen is incorrectly translated as a more phonetically accurate one will be where is reflecting the air puffs at the beginning. The reverse happens where the silent H sounds are transliterated, creating sounds that shouldn't exist. For example, the word ghost is incorrectly translated as 600,000 search results, while it is pronounced 80,000 search results. The sound is non-existent in English. This mistake probably happens because the Hindi words containing, for example, are transliterated to GH. A more subtle example is when the same word has different pronunciations. For example, record is a verb in recording and record as a noun, and for the record is pronounced differently. First is pronounced while the second one is pronounced. One of the worst examples of this mistake is the Spanish word junta that referring to a military regime. It is pronounced junta. Even major newspapers incorrectly transliterate it to 130,000 search results, instead of slightly more correct, 450 search results, and correct, 0 meaningful search results. Ask yourself, Why should it be called except for the fact that it looks like an English word and someone decided to treat its English spelling as the proof of its pronunciation? A similar example is the Italian word pizza, the world's most popular dish, that's pronounced 2,000 search results, but is most commonly written as 3 million search results. Even more accurate word has no search results. Why should English spelling dictate the Hindi spelling of an Italian word? Lack of syllable stressing. Hindi is spoken with a stress on a particular letter. English, as well as Spanish, however, uses stress for pausing and emphasizing particular letters. While stress is explicitly marked in Spanish, in English, it isn't. In the case of English, getting the stressing wrong makes it sound unnatural, while in the case of Spanish, it can change the word meaning completely. Consider, for example, oncologist. Even its correct transliteration does not convey the full information, as one is expected to pause briefly after and say as a single unit after that. One can bring back have a gray a symbol to have a similar effect. At a first glance, this might look unusual, but that's because the previous spelling wasn't conveying the full information, to begin with. A similar example is the name of the city of San Jose, which is incorrectly translated to. Again, being a Spanish noun, reading it as an English word is misleading. When one tries to translate the English pronunciation, the more accurate Hindi equivalent will be. The emphasizes the stress on the last syllable. Note, I use the term English to reference American English here. And Hindi to the North Indian Khadi, Boli dialect.